Tuesday, November 19th. Today was the big day. Auditions. Although I felt super excited, deep down I was really worried. If I don't win the talent competition and snag a scholarship, I won't have any choice but to transfer to a new school. Just thinking about it makes me break out in a cold sweat. And if I wasn't already stressed out enough, Mackenzie kept staring at me and giving me the evil eye the entire time I was at my locker. I was like, "Hey, girlfriend, you're creeping me out. Just take a picture, why don't you?" But I just said that inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. All my classes bored me out of my skull, and the day seemed to drag on and on and on. When school was finally over, I hurried toward the band room to get ready for the auditions. As I passed the cafeteria, I couldn't help but notice Mackenzie and a few of her CCP dancers crowded around one of my audition flyers. Of course, when she saw me, she started whispering about me and giggling like an evil little witch. She had a lot of nerve to be talking about me right to my face like that. However, since I had somewhere to be, I just ignored her and rushed right past. I got to the band room about 10 minutes early and was relieved to see a dozen or so kids warming up on their instruments. I started to feel a lot better, but mostly I was hopeful that maybe my crazy plan was actually going to work. I could tell they were pretty good musicians just by listening to them. At 3:45 sharp, I decided to get the show on the road. "Okay, I'm ready to get started now, if you guys are," I said cheerfully. "Here's the sign-up sheet." This kind of cute guy who was drumming on the seat of a chair looked up at me and smiled. "So, you're the one who's using the band room today. We'll be out of your hair in a minute. As soon as our tuba player shows up, we'll be moving to the choir room to practice with the glee club." Out of my hair? Now I was totally confused. I was pretty sure I must have heard him wrong. "Excuse me? Aren't you guys here for the talent show?" "Yeah, we're the jazz band and we're doing a few numbers with the glee club." I just stared at him with my mouth dangling open. Okay. I just thought that, you all were here for..." My voice trailed off. A guy rushed in and grabbed the tuba, then everyone filed out of the room. My heart sank. I groaned and collapsed into a chair. Other than me, the room was now totally empty. I glanced at the clock. It was 3:55. "Don't panic," I thought. "Maybe everyone is just late or something." I looked back at the clock and wondered if it had stopped working. It was moving so slowly. 3:58. 4 o'clock. 4:03. And still no one arrived. 4:05. 4:08. 4:11. By 4:15, I sighed deeply and finally admitted the obvious. My brilliant plan was a complete and humongous flop. Not a single person had bothered to show up for my auditions. I couldn't remember the last time I'd felt so alone. I got a huge lump in my throat and tried to fight back my tears. I was such a loser. Maybe transferring to another school wasn't such a bad idea after all. It seemed very obvious that no one here actually liked me. I'd just been kidding myself to think so. My thoughts were interrupted by Violet, who stormed into the room and slammed the door. "Oh, there you are! What the heck is going on? I told everyone they should have checked in here first. Some people are such idiots." You always know exactly how Violet feels about something. Mainly because she'll tell you rather loudly whether you want to hear it or not. But I kind of like that about her. "Well, thanks a lot for canceling your auditions at the last minute. I've been practicing that stupid song on the piano for hours. I guess fame eludes me yet again," she huffed, scowling at me. I just shrugged and tried to wipe away my tears before she noticed them. "I'm really sorry." Suddenly her face softened and she looked concerned. "Hey, are you okay?" "Sure, just severe allergies. Actually, I'm fine. But did you just say canceling? Yeah, you did it on such short notice. What happened? What do you mean, what happened? What do you mean, what do I mean? Violet looked at me like I was crazy. You canceled it, right? Okay, come look at this. I followed Violet down the hall, and we stopped at the exact spot I'd seen Mackenzie and her friends almost an hour earlier. Violet pointed at my flyer. See? It says canceled. Sure enough, scrawled across my audition flyer in black marker was the word canceled. I could not believe my eyes. I rushed farther down the hall to the flyer I'd posted over the drinking fountain. It said canceled. I checked the flyer on the wall near my locker. Canceled. I went around the entire school ripping my canceled flyers off the walls. Then I threw them in the trash. No wonder no one had bothered to show up for my auditions. And I knew just who was behind it all. Mackenzie. I could feel the tears coming again, only this time they were tears of anger. Since it was almost time for my mom to pick me up, I decided to take a shortcut through the cafeteria to get to my locker. My mind was racing. I still had that tuition bill and no way of paying it. What was I going to do now? Tell my parents? It looked like that was the only answer. As I entered the cafeteria, I suddenly heard music and familiar laughter. I froze and gasped. Just great. I had stumbled into Mackenzie's dance rehearsal. After what that girl had done to me, she was the last person I wanted to see. I quickly slipped between two vending machines and prayed no one had spotted me. And from there, I watched them practice. I had to admit, Mackenzie and her group were really good, especially Chloe and Zoe. As I had predicted, they were the best dancers by far. That's when I realized my situation was hopeless. There was no way I could win against her group. As the song ended, Mackenzie smiled at her dancers like a proud mother hen. Okay, everyone, that was fabulous. Let's take a 10-minute break. Before I knew it was happening, the entire room came rushing in my direction. Talk about crappy luck. There I was, trapped in a room with a bunch of hot, thirsty dancers. And where was I hiding? With the ice-cold sodas, juices, and bottled water, of course. I was like, way to go, Nikki. My stupidity never ceases to amaze me. I turned and tried to make a dash for the door. Only I forgot about two little things. Well, actually, two very big things. The garbage cans. I accidentally bumped into the first one and then tripped and fell over the second one. And yes, unfortunately for me, the garbage cans were still filled to the brim with very nasty, slimy stuff that students had either refused to eat for lunch or tossed. And it smelled really, really bad. Like slightly rotting, I don't even know. I hit the floor with a thud and lay there stunned, covered from head to toe with disgusting garbage. I felt like such a klutz. I didn't know which was more painfully bruised, my butt or my ego. But the worst part was that I had an audience. Namely, every CCP in the entire school. And of course, Mackenzie was in rare form. OMG, Nikki, what are you doing in that garbage, scavenging for dinner? Everyone was laughing so hard they could barely breathe. Well, everyone except Chloe and Zoe. Nikki, what happened? Chloe gasped. OMG, are you okay? Zoe asked frantically. My two best friends each grabbed an arm and helped me to my feet. They were being so sweet and kind to me, it almost made me cry. Mackenzie reached into her pocket and folded a piece of paper and waved it in front of my face tauntingly. It was one of my audition flyers. So, how did your little auditions for the talent show go? I see you chickened out and canceled at the last minute, she said. I couldn't believe she actually said that to me. I just stood there glaring at her as I pondered which was the fouler piece of garbage, Mackenzie or the reeking banana peel that was sliding down my forehead. I was about to answer when both Chloe and Zoe turned and stared at me with surprised looks on their faces. "Wait a minute. You're going to be in the talent show?" Chloe asked, obviously shocked. "I thought you said you didn't have time because of your classes and homework load," Zoe added. "Or is it that you just didn't want to be in the talent show with us?" "Obviously," Mackenzie hissed and handed them my audition flyer. "Looks to me like she'd rather hang out with whoever wandered into her auditions than you two." Chloe and Zoe looked very hurt. I tried desperately to think up something to say to my BFFs. "Actually, I decided at the last minute and..." Mackenzie quickly sized up the situation and went in for the kill. "Well, Chloe and Zoe, now you know what kind of BFF you have, as in best fake friend. Nikki obviously wanted nothing to do with you two. She doesn't deserve your friendship." If there was an Academy Award for Best Actress in a BFF breakup scene, Mackenzie would have won.
"OMG, I feel so sorry for you too."
She sniffed and blinked away phony tears. Then she hugged them both like their puppy had just died. "Chloe, Zoe, please, please don't believe Mackenzie. I really wanted to be in the talent show with you guys, but a lot of stuff happened." I couldn't believe how upset they were. They looked like they were going to cry. "I was going to tell you about the band, too. I just hadn't gotten the chance yet," I muttered.
"I've heard enough. Nikki is treating you like dirt. Come on, girls. We have a talent show to win."
Mackenzie grabbed Chloe and Zoe by their shoulders and led them away. But before Mackenzie disappeared into the girls' bathroom, she flashed me an evil grin over her shoulder and mouthed, "Loser." And right now I'm feeling like one. Because thanks to Mackenzie, my life has been totally trashed. No pun intended.